Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Yeah, yeah, welcome to the Sporting Base Way Radio.
Has never been better.
Welcome. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus. And right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Great, man. All good. So, there's some interesting stuff that's happening this month. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, especially the British and Irish Lions. They've been doing the most, I'm telling you. I mean, They've been there.
They don't meet that much. I thought we've been beefing with those guys since. Yeah, since like 2014, 2013.
So they've been in the
2012
game.
2012 also, I think. I call it a cheat team.
Wow.
It's like taking the UEFA players and creating your own team.
Player
you like from each team. That's what they
are. Okay, now I get you 100%. So, and we also got to speak about a bit of Tommy Fury, because we've been speaking about Tommy Fury because Jake wanted to fight him. In fact, Tyson Fury says, if you want to fight me, why can't you fight, instead of fighting me, fight my son, Tommy. So, I just want to say that, you know, when KSI was addressing his brother named Deji, because Deji lost the fight against a guy named Vinny Hacker, and Vinny Hacker is also a YouTuber. So, KSI says, you know what, losing the fight is like after Anthony lost to Andrew Luiz, then Joshua decides to fight Tommy Fury. And he's trying to get to the point to say that, you know what, you can't cheat boxing. You understand? So when you mentioned Tommy Fury, I'm like, okay, Tommy, let me search up more about Tommy Fury. And he's 22 years old and he's a light heavyweight.
Very young.
You get what I'm saying? So he's Thomas Michael John Fury. That's his full name. Thomas Michael John Fury. And they just gave me the nickname Tommy. So we also got to speak about the two fights that will be happening next month at Las Vegas. So there's a lot of things that's going to happen in Las Vegas.
Definitely.
There's three, but one is obviously fake WWE. Yeah. So anyway,
I still watch wrestling, but not much.
But not that much, no. But they say SummerSlam is happening in Las Vegas for the first time. Secondly, yes, it's going to happen for the first time. They're having it in Las Vegas, Nevada. And second fight that's going to happen is it's the Tyron Woodley versus the Jake Paul. And the third, the most biggest fight of all, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So, and we're going to speak about also what Anthony Joshua said about this fight.
He's speaking.
Yes. Okay. He's finally speaking, Mr. Calvin. Okay. Remember all the times you say, where the hell is Anthony Joshua?
And obviously, Formula One also is back, guys.
Formula One is back as well. But we mainly can speak about Anthony Joshua. Why now? What's happening?
Why?
And he said the statement that triggered me. Like, okay, why is he saying this? He hasn't fought this person before. Yeah. That's the crazy part. So anyway, we'll be back with some more topics. So radio has never been better.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me, and He also created you.
Welcome Welcome back to the Sporting Mix, where radio has never been better. Of course. So, firstly, we're going to speak about Tommy Fury, which is the son of Tyson Fury. So, they said Thomas Michael John Fury, he was born on May 7, 1999, is a British professional boxer and a reality television star. In June 2019, he took a time off from boxing to star in the fifth series of the dating reality television show Love Island. He is the half-brother of... Wait, they're actually brothers. By the way, they're actually brothers. He's the half-brother of heavyweight world champion Tyson Fury. So let's go to his early life. And it says, Tommy Fury was born on May 7, 1999, Manchester, England. His father is John Fury, is an Irish traveler descent, and his mother is a chanter of the Mauritian descent. He is the half-brother of heavyweight world champion Tyson Fury. So... apparently, he's not the son of Tyson. They're brothers. So it's the younger brother of Tyson Fury. So they're saying, yeah, he took his time off boxing just to go to a reality show. And his records are quite good. He has four knockouts, no loss. Two by decisions, no loss. So far, he has six fights, no loss. So he's doing quite good, but he needs to upgrade right now. You get what I'm saying? He needs to upgrade. So let's speak more about the British-Irish Lions, as Calvin likes to call it, the cheat team.
Yeah, it's
why?
The cheat team. I don't have, but it's got, like, they've chosen
yes.
the best players from, you know, England, you know.
Yes,
what I'm saying?
British
all
and yeah.
UK as well. So, yeah, they're very good, man.
So it says here the British and Irish Lions are the rugby union team selected by players eligible for the nation teams of England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And
not
it's
the UK.
Not the UK. And it's sometimes known as the home nation. The Lions are a test side of the most often selected players who have already played for the national team, but they pick uncapped players who are eligible to any one of the four unions. The team currently tours every 4 years for these rotating between Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. In order, the most recent test series in 2017 series against New Zealand was draw 1-1 with one match draw. So look, they're quite good, and you said they've been there.
Yeah.
they've been there for many years. But you know what's crazy, right? Do you know they have a nickname called the Lions?
The Lions, yeah.
Yes, yeah. They have the nickname.
Look, it rotates once every after 4 years. I don't remember us doing that. You know what I'm saying? That means we can also take players from any team.
Yes,
rugby team that's in Africa. You know, like your France.
Yeah.
We can take players from. I haven't seen us do that yet. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen the British even. I think it was 2012. I don't know if it's...
And they played... They actually started playing like in 1988.
Yeah.
And they had a match in 2001 against West Australia. They beat West Australia 116-10. So that is a big one. That is a big one. So the current squad in there... There's a lot from Irish. Xander Ferguson... Juan Jones, Carl Snicker, Rory Slander. Man, there's from Scotland, Wales. And look, remember the time that we said that Wales, we were very, very skeptical about them.
Definitely.
We were very, in the FIFA World Cup, like, Wales, they're going to, if South Africa doesn't take it, I'm giving it to Wales.
To Wales, definitely. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because, look, I must say, Wales is good, no lie. Wales is very, very good.
Yeah.
So,
I was also now I don't know if you know now in the sports soccer transfers.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Varane, Rafael Varane.
Okay.
Defender, the best. Okay, that's
the
one of my
best defenders.
You know what I'm saying? For Real Madrid. He's been in Real Madrid for a while, for a long time, man. When good players came and left, you know what I'm saying? When your Ronaldos came and left, when Di Marias came and left. Mm. Oh, by the way, Sergio Ramos is leaving Real Madrid.
Sheesh! Yeah. Oh, so is he leaving Real Madrid?
I don't know what to say, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but hey, he's been one of the best defenders also for
Real Madrid. Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Big ups for that. Hopefully he changes his mind, you know, and decides to stay. But yeah, we don't know. Rafael Varane, Man United wants him, so...
Sheesh!
That's
good.
He might leave us for Man United. And Boateng, you know who's Boateng?
Boateng.
The Arsenal striker.
Okay.
Interesting. He also, he played for, what's that team again?
Is it
it's a German team, I forgot it. It's yellow and black stripes.
Dortmund,
Borussia Dortmund, not Dortmund.
Is it not Dortmund?
The yellow and... Is that the...
It's Dortmund.
You're right.
Yes.
Borussia Dortmund. I'm thinking, what's that other one? They beat Barcelona.
Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich.
Borussia Dortmund. He used to play for Borussia Dortmund as well.
Yes.
What I remember. So he said his dream team, you'd love to move to United. So.
Sheesh!
And also Paul Pogba. Paul Pogba, there's a lot of people wanting to deal that wants him basically in Man United. So Man United currently, I don't know if they who they choosing, but yeah, there's a lot of...
What? Didn't he play for Man United before? But I think he should
Still in Man United.
There's
teams wanting to buy him. His contract's open.
He's a freelancer, basically.
Yeah, it depends, but he's, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm going to speak about the Jake and Tyron Woodley fight. So it says, it was recently announced that on social media that Jake Paul will be fighting Tyron Woodley in a boxing match, and we have all details surrounding the date. So it says the two had a war of words following five-time UFC champion Woodley calling out Paul and wanting to fight him in MMA. Right? However, it seems that Woodley was so desperate to fight him that he agreed to go with what Paul favors, boxing. With America YouTuber recently beating Ben Askren by first round KO, to maintain his undefeated start to professional boxing, his confidence will be very high. What do you say about that?
I'm with Woodley. You know, I'm with Woodley.
Yeah. 5 times.
Just based on the fact that he is more skilled, you know what I'm saying, in a fighting world. He's more skilled than...
And here's another thing, J-Pong. Though. And here's another thing they're saying now. They're saying, however, Woodley will be his hardest opponent yet, so he cannot afford to be complacent.
Bro, Woodley was... I don't remember. Maybe there is, but I don't know of a fight. Maybe I might be wrong. I haven't been watching properly. But I don't remember of a fight where Woodley's been knocked out. There was recently.
Yes.
But for me, he wasn't. He went with when he fought Kamaru Usman in the UFC.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying, but Kamaru had him. Like, he's not a type of guy that gives up, basically. I expected him to give up because of what Kamaru was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kamaru Usman was on top of him, and I was like, this guy is at a tap out, but he didn't. He's a strong-willed guy. That's why I'm like, for that soft skin of Jake Paul, that's the thing.
Soft skin! Wow!
I'm just kidding. But obviously, also, you need to remember who's been taking more punches.
Now we got to look at that.
More punches. Yes, he's received. But that's the thing. This is what people don't realize. You can get beaten a lot, true.
Yeah.
Like, we respect a UFC fighter like Diaz, you know?
Yeah, Diaz,
He gets beaten a lot, but why? Why do we respect him? Because he doesn't give up that easily, even though he always bleeds in his match.
Yeah.
He doesn't give up easily like that. Now, Tyron Woodley is that type of guy for me. Doesn't bleed a lot, but he doesn't give up.
Yeah, he doesn't give up.
So, I know... Jake Paul hasn't fought that much, so it will be a difficult one for
so,
him.
So, and it says your Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley fight date has been confirmed that both Paul and Woodley will be meeting to fight on Sunday, 29 August 2021.
Look, I gotta tell you one thing, man. Paul, I don't know, I feel like... Jake Paul's a but he's thinking of this a bit, man. He knows.
He knows.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
Because, look, you're not just fighting anyone here, Mr. Jake.
He knows.
Like, he's not just fighting anyone. He's fighting a five-time welterweight champion. I mean, he can take punches. And you know, on top of that, do you know Woodley's trade by Mayweather?
Yes, he was with Mayweather. Definitely.
So, that's If Woodley wins this one, I think it's a major comeback. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, let's speak more about the fight that's coming. Now, the big fight that's coming, which is Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, number three. So that fight has been going. It's been talked about for like many. Would I say years? I would say months. You get what I'm saying? So it says Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, number three, billed as one and for all, is an upcoming professional boxing trilogy fight between WBC and the ring heavyweight champion. Tyson Fury and the former WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, the bout is set to take place in T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada, Las Vegas, on the 9th of October 2021. So it's confirmed, man. It's really confirmed.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, fam. Like I can't wait for this fight. I can't wait. I really, really can't wait for this fight. Apparently it was supposed to happen this month, but due to other stuff, they postponed the fight. So, and it says, Tyson Fury World Heavyweight title defense against Deontay Wilder, originally scheduled for 24 July, has officially been postponed after Fury tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay.
Yes. So that's why it was postponed. Fury was tested positive for COVID-19. And it was reported last week that very had contracted COVID-19, with the news confirmed on Thursday by the British boxer, US-based promoter Top Rank. On Thursday, the fight will now take place on the 9th of October at the same venue at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So they postponed the fight because now we know why they postponed the fight. So let's talk about the other guy that we've been complaining about that has all the belts at the moment, Anthony Joshua, the one I wouldn't say we don't like.
Ah, we like him, but hey, you know, it's tiring to not see a champ fight because you end up, you know, he's a champ, but it's too little to.
Exactly.
Remember, if I can put it like
it's that. it's very, very like.
So there's still a long way to go, man, and it's like what now?
Yeah,
still waiting.
And it says here that Anthony Joshua says that Tyson Fury can't take a punch. I'm telling you, he said he can't take Deontay Wilder's punch. I'm like wait.
He also made comments that. Definitely, Fury is winning this one, Tyson Fury, and he is going to beat Tyson Fury. So that's what he said.
Come on.
Hey, if he proves us wrong.
He might prove us wrong. Hey, we're not saying anything.
We will make that week about Anthony Joshua on our as an apology. You know what I'm saying?
And let me tell you something that really caught my guard. Now, it says, Anthony Joshua hurt and upset about accusations of racism after Black Lives Matter, says Eddie Hearn. so he's upset that he's criticizing this thing of Black Lives Matter. So that's something that is something that we don't see every day. And he says the British IBF, WBA, and WBL World Heavyweight Champion addressed the gathering in his hometown, where he delivered a powerful speech written by his friend. Joshua streamed the protest live on his Instagram and encouraged attendees to abstain from spending your money in their shops and economy and invest in black-owned businesses. So he had a comment of Black Lives Matter because they said there's a lot of poor black people. That's what he's commenting about. But he also commented that Tyson Fury can't take a punch from Deontay Wilder. But let's make one thing straight, right? Anthony Joshua has not fought Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So he can't predict now. You get what I'm saying? You understand, see, yeah.
I'm sorry, it might sound judgmental, but
yeah.
That's another reason for me personally to say, this guy is on the, because now he's doing protests and
he's doing protests and all this stuff.
Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying?
Look, we're not trying to criticize the guy, yeah.
I don't know, for me, this Black Lives Matter thing is tiring, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. But the thing is, we haven't seen Anthony Joshua train.
I just feel like, never mind the training, I just don't think that guy's focus is on anywhere. Yes, he is known. The title is the best, whatever, boxer of the champ of the world. 100%. That's the title. But I don't think, he's reminded based on his lifestyle. You know?
Because remember, he got those titles for Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko, he was like the best boxer in Russia. But, and they say Anthony Joshua beat Vladimir Klitschko when he wasn't in his prime anymore. So he got luck there. But he mustn't have a big mouth now. Because there are people that are better than him. Yeah. I don't know. It may be Tyson Fury. It may be Deontay Wilder. I don't know. And did you know none of them fought Anthony Joshua? Just saying.
Yeah. Look, so, that's the crazy part for me, you know.
Yeah, that, none of them fought Anthony. That scares me.
He might prove us wrong and he beat me.
He beat both of them.
Both of them, you know. And we might be like, whoa.
We're like, okay.
You know what I'm saying. There's, e.g., like I said, example last week, McGregor.
Yeah.
As whatever he does, as he advertises his stuff, his fancy, you can still see there's training. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
I saw him doing pull-ups on a bar with that.
What the yes, 100%
on his feet. So,
respect to McGregor.
People
man.
Still, yeah, there's yeah. You need to. I don't know. For me,
so do you think? Just before we close, do you think Anthony Joshua's more hungrier than before, or he's just relaxing?
Look, he might be more hungrier. He might be ready, but
we are not seeing it.
Like I said, I'm judging from my perspective.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
he's in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, fighters, Israel, he hasn't fought for a while.
Yeah.
But guess what he posts?
Him training.
Always training. Picture there and there. In a picnic or something.
Yeah, it's once posting, in a while posting. Type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, now go check out Anthony Joshua's
Instagram.
Insta. You'll see the things he's I'm not saying he should, but he's more his mind is probably boxing, but the percentage for me is way less, you know what I'm saying?
He's too focused on his endorsements.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So he's too focused into his endorsements, like he has sponsors. He has sponsors that he has. Look, he must realize all the stuff he got it from boxing. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. But it's been good. It's been real. From myself, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter and ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.